Hi guys, I really want to thank you for your support on my, you know, IG Instagram account, Ulpo Music. You guys really showed support, and I really enjoyed having the conversation with you guys. My recent listeners are from Australia and Nigeria, and you know, I have Senegal and China. So it's really a pleasure and an honor, you know, you're taking the time to listen to my podcast and also comment, giving me reviews and giving me, you know, new topics to talk about. So what I'm going to do today is something that someone suggested from China. She told me that is it possible if I could do a reality check. That's a topic, a reality check on, you know, universe. Just talk about universe, because people in Asian countries really love, you know, listening to podcasts on universe, and, you know, to up my game a little bit, because I really love new challenges. Anyway, today we were expecting to have a few guests over, but they were held up somewhere else. So we have Keith. He's in my previous podcast. That is Real Talk, Real Triple Talk with Friends. We also have James. We also have my DJ and my manager, DJ Prolific. You can find him in any social media platform except Facebook. And he's the guy that when I create my beats, we sit down, you know, he edits some place, and in short, he edits everything, and I get to enjoy his music. So he's a really nice guy. So the tunes that I've been using from now henceforth, they are my beats. So you can really support Ulpo Music on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, you know, and Telegram also. So let's dive in. So, what is universe? I don't really want to define it, because once I start defining it, I might go deep, you know, and sometimes we try to outsource, you know, information that isn't really there. So I just explain what I really understood as I did research. So to me, universe is a vast infinity space. It's something that can't really be filled, and something that can't really be empty. Universe is something that, you know, we tend to see every single day as human beings, as animals. It's something that we feel each and every minute, each and every second. It's something that, you know, that we eat every single day, and it's something that makes us, you know, have different reactions, also emotional and physically. It's something that, you know, triggers us and makes us, you know, cry, laugh, or even lust. So, universe is a mixture of things that we know. It's also a mixture of things that we can see and we can't see. It's also something that we can touch, and at the same time, we cannot touch. Universe is not really outer space. Universe is not really the black hole that, you know, scientists really like talking about. Universe is not dark, deep, with, you know, blue something, water something, sort. It's not really it. To me, universe is a space, is a vacuum. Yeah, universe is a vacuum, but we as humans feel, you know, it's like they call universe. And we are consistent in protecting the universe. Now, here's where I get a little bit serious, because sometimes we need to be serious about these things. If we get serious, not if we get a little bit serious, if we are serious about, you know, the universe in general, our homes, our cars, our families, you know, our hobbies, our livelihood, our jobs, you know, the clothes we wear, you know, traveling to different destinations. If you're really serious about it, you need to change your mentality. You need to change your mentality first about it. Because in order for us to survive on Earth, in order for other planets to survive, we are dependent on the universe. I don't know, it's something deep. Because the universe is linked to each and every one of us. We can't really survive without the universe. The same way we can't survive without air. It's simple, just simple as the plant exhale carbon dioxide and inhale oxygen. How does it work? The plants exhale carbon dioxide to the outside world. We exhale oxygen. See, so there's a connection in between. So we are interdependent to each other. The plants need us. Sometimes, you know, we plant the plants for them to grow. But in reality, we need the plants to sustain us. We need water to fill our bodies. In fact, blood is water. 99%, someone thought, I read that, I think 99% or 98 or 99% of our body consists of water. So what does that tell you? If there's no water, we will never exist. So we're interdependent. In fact, we are dependent to the universe more than the universe is dependent to us. That's a fact. You can't really, you know, go around it. Before man lived on Earth, the universe existed, plants existed, everything existed except man. Man came to the world and discovered new destination, new species, new inventions. But he really didn't discover the universe. The universe was there. All he did, he discovered new species of plants, new species of, you know, building materials, new species of wildlife. Man discovered the universe existed way before. So we really need to get serious about it. I know some things are naturally, you know, there to happen. We can't really do anything to stop it. Like the ozone layer, the wildfires. At some point, humans have contributed to the wildfires and stuff. That's really true. But the tsunamis, yeah, you know, these are things that are naturally made, natural disasters that you can't really avoid. But there are things that we really need to change for us to, you know, to live a better life on the universe. First of all, this is going to, you know, hurt a lot of people. We need to stop being greedy. this I'm saying this because it's good to start with me. As humans, and I'm not judging anyone, I'm just saying, we're just talking, this is a reality check. For us to have a better life, for us to, you know, think of ourselves as great, we need to stop greed. We need to learn that you might have, you know, you might live a better life. You might have everything you wanted, because probably you inherited or you worked really hard towards it. And there's someone that has nothing. So why should you take something that belongs to the one that has nothing to add with something that you already have, just to make the guy that has nothing feel less inferior than you? My dad would really tell me a couple of times that humanity is not the body we see. Humanity is the actions we practice every single day. And being human doesn't really mean you have to show your humanity to other people. You can be human, but you're not human. That's it. Because you think you are human, but the things you're doing to yourself aren't human. So why call yourself human when you're not human? That's a topic that I don't really want to dwell in, because it really makes me feel pissed at myself, because I've been there in the past and I know how hard it is. And, you know, I don't really want to, you know, please allow me. So the second thing, we need to understand that there's a limit to everything or anything. There's a limit to war. There's a limit of being poor. There's a limit of being rich. There's a limit of being famous. There's a limit of being wealthy. And there's a limit of being born, and there's a limit of dying. These are the things that we can't really avoid: birth and death, because we don't really know when it comes. Because when we were born, nobody knew that, oh my God, I've been born today. Nobody knew. You have a feeling when you're going to die, but you don't really know the time. So the universe takes control of it. And when I mean the universe, I'm speaking about God and nature. Because those are the only two supernatural, you know, being and nature as it is. I don't even really know how to term nature. That really know when something is, when we were born and when we are going to die. So those are the things that we can't really control. The second point. Because we have no authority over it. And I know most of you are going to ask, what about the people that give birth? Do they have authority over life? No, they don't. It's an opportunity that was presented to you to bring life to the world. Not, it is to bring life to the world, not to give life. No human can ever give life to another, but they can bring life. It doesn't really mean by, you know, giving birth. It can also be by, you know, giving them a word of helping them out in their time of need, you know, being there for them. That's bringing life into them, making them feel alive again. That's bringing life into the world. But sometimes we forget it because we think that it's not your capability to do so. But you can do it. Ever wondered when you really want something so bad and you keep telling your mind, I'm going to make it. For example, I'm going to be, you know, I really want my podcast, you know, to receive an Oscar. Yeah, I said that last month on my Instagram account. And most people laughed at me. Most people even threw tantrums at me that I'm dreaming that if no one has ever received, if famous podcasters never really received an Oscars, who am I? And I told them, well, I believe in myself. Because I've fed that to my mind. Funny thing is that I pray every single night for it. So I've decided. That's why I'm working tirelessly, day in, day out on my podcast. Not because I want to brag, because I know that I want to be the first podcaster to ever win an Oscars as a podcaster. That's it. But that wasn't really the topic. Number three is we need to, you know, understand that we are capable of everything. And once I say we are capable of anything, is that we can be jealous, we can be thieves, we can be, you know, we can be good people, we can be heartless people, we can be inhuman, we can be anything, any sort, any manner of, you know, good or bad that you have ever seen humans practice on earth. We are capable of being the same. We are capable of starting wars between countries and, you know, continents. We are capable of bringing peace to the world, like Michael Jackson did it. And he was a great man through his songs. We are capable of, you know, standing our ground and, you know, protecting what really belongs to us, our culture, our heritage, like Ukraine did and is still doing. I really pray for you, man. We are capable of not seeing color of our skin, but seeing humans. I know. It's tough, but we are capable of it. Thanks to BLM, thanks to NBA, thanks to FIFA, thanks to Cristiano Ronaldo for, you know, making talks up and speaking, you know, openly about it. Dembele, we have Rashford, we have Denzel Washington, we have Usher, we have Rick Rose, we have Chris Brown, we have the Chance the Rapper, DJ Khaled, all these people. We have Jay-Z, we have Kanye, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, Pop Smoke did it, Tupac, the poet, did it, Ice Cube still does it. You know, Michael Jordan. Will Smith. These guys all these people mentioned, Kendrick Lamar, Barack Obama, you see, Martin Luther King really stood and spoke about it, and people got angry about it, and that's why he was assassinated. Malcolm X still talked about it, letting humans deciding who they really are, and not following people blindly because people are talking about it. And that got him into a lot of trouble. But he spoke about it. We really need to understand that we come from somewhere. We belong to a certain culture. Though we are all humans, we belong to a certain culture. And we can never run away from it, no matter how fast you are. Your culture, your blood, your skin. That is what makes you you. It's... I don't know. It's not right, you know, raising kids and teaching them to hate who they really are. Teaching them that the culture they belong to is old-fashioned and stupid and indigenous. All I want you to remember is our ancestors really fought hard for the culture we belong to. I'm a Kikuyu, and I'm always proud of it. I'm a black man who is a Kikuyu living in Kenya, and I'm proud that I'm a Kikuyu. There is nothing, I mean nothing, that I would really love more than really to know more about my culture. Because those guys really fought hard for this country. Those guys died. Those guys were brutalized. Those guys were scarred for life. Those guys were treated like trash. They lived in the forest. You see? They left their families to go fight for a country that, in other words, really, you know, I don't want to say betrayed, but did nothing about it, because we still think that we really deserve Kenya because you know, some martyrs died for it. It's not right. You see, and I mentioned a few, you know, General Matenge, Dedan Kimathi, we have Muthoni. We also have Salifu Nyokabi, who was my grandmother, who also helped Dedan Kimathi. She really helped Dedan Kimathi. Sorry, she didn't really. Okay, Salifu Nyokabi was my grandmother. She helped Dedan. She helped, you know, hide the footprints of Dedan Kimathi for like a kilometer or so, because Dedan Kimathi used to pass around our home in Ihororo, Nyeri County, into the forest of Abadea. See, it's something that is really heartwarming once you feel that, you know, you belong to a certain culture that really helped people gain independence, that helped people live better today. Is a decision we really have to make as, you know, as humans, not as citizens, not as a country, as an individual. These are things that we really need to look up to and, you know, speak them out, because if we can't speak them out to the open, then we will die with them. And I'm going to tell you something that someone said a few years ago. He said, the greatest brains are found in the grave. Why? the dead can't speak, but the greatest brains are found in the grave. And if you have an idea and you don't really want to actualize it into the real world because you're afraid of what people are going to say or what people are going to do after you said it, then you shouldn't have that idea in the first place. We are living in a free world. I know, sometimes, you know, things happen, you tend to keep quiet with what you know, because if it gets out, then it will be on a hot plate. It's a decision as humans to make and decide what we really, really want and speak it out, because if you don't do it today, then you better hold your peace. And I know it's going to sound like I'm not part of it, or I'm trying to, you know, walk away from it, but this is the truth. In the US, we've seen countless cases, countless murders of, you know, police brutality, you know, and something they don't, I'm sorry for really, you know, bringing back these memories. I know it's haunting and it's not really a good picture, but I'm really sorry for anyone who was really affected by it. May they find peace. But it's a decision as humans to really know what we really want. Police brutality, yes, it's there, it's open, people see it, and, you know, it goes on. But let's talk about the individual killings. A black man and a black man killing each other for basically nothing. Just because I walked by and I looked at you different, you decide to empty the clit on my head. You see, these are things that we really need to change as humans. I'm not a savior. I'm not speaking about it because I want something out of it. No. I'm just saying that humanity starts with you. And what you do to another person, you're really doing it to yourself. If I spit to a person because I don't like him, if I talk rudely to an older woman, if I beat up someone for what they did or what they didn't do, I'm really doing it to myself, because I'm going to live with that guilt forever. And that's the curse that nature gives to us. That you're going to live with that guilt for as long as you live on earth. And in my mother tongue, I would really like to quote it. It's in Kikuyu. Ole weka amodo duokoma utasiyidetio. So what that really means is that if I do something wrong to someone, I won't sleep until it's done. The same thing is done to me also. And we need to really think harder and deeper about what we really want, what we actually want, what will make us, you know, feel like humans again, because we are going through a lot. We are going through so much. We are not comfortable with who we are. We are not really in a position where we would say we are living the life that we really want. We need to change all that. And change starts in the mind, not in the seeing, not tomorrow, not today. It doesn't matter whether you have it today. It doesn't matter whether you're going to have it tomorrow, but actually feed it to your mind that you're going to do better than today. Tell your mind that you're going to make it. And that's actually it. Because whatever you feed your mind, it starts working on it immediately. And whether you realize you're doing it or not, your mind is actually working towards it. It's like telling your mind, I'm going to kill someone. I'm going to kill someone. I'm going to kill someone. See, so your mind gets that information and holds it at the back of your head. So every time you meet him, or every time you see someone with similar characteristics to the one you said you're going to kill, it triggers and you want to kill him. And eventually, you're going to do it. And that's how hatred starts. That's how racism starts. That's how that's how racist started. That's how fascist started. That's how the World War 1, 2, and 3 started. Hate. I'm going to do something to you that you're not going to remember. I'm going to do something to you that you are going to regret. You see, these are the things that, you know. So, wow, 32 minutes. I'm going to end it right there. Hope you enjoy. Kim Jong from China. Thank you so much, lady. You really inspired me and you really gave me a task on this one. To my new listeners, as I said, Australia, we have Nigeria, we have Senegal, we also have, where is it? We have Israel, yeah. So it's really an honor and a pleasure. So you can find my podcast right now. I'm authorized to, you know, to post my podcast on every social, on every platform, every podcast, and also any audio platform out there. So you just type in Marsh_casting and you're going to find me there. So really enjoy this piece. It's a product of, you know, Marsh Casting, which is under Open Music, U_RPLE Music, which is the mother to my recent blogging company or blogging business called Marsh Pieces, which is Marsh space capital PCZ, and then on top it has a TM. So I'm really honored and privileged to, you know, release mind-blowing podcast to you guys. Also, you guys giving me reviews, also giving me new ideas, new topics, is an honor, and I'm really humbled. Thank you so much.